The student center at York University is bustling with noise after months of looking like a ghost town. Many students are busy catching up with courses, but others are furious their class schedules have been shortened. Some students are arguing they deserve a partial refund on their tuition. Melissa Diodath is an undergrad student in accounting.
We paid for our courses and a certain quality of education. I was expecting to be taught particular things for my future career in accounting. Being my last year at York with the loss of time from my course, I'm going to lose out on some of that material, with classes being compressed. I believe if York is going to cut my time that I've already paid for, then I should at least get some money back.
York's administration says the students pay on a per-credit basis, not a per-hour basis. They say quality of course content will be upheld despite cuts to their schedule, and York's Vice President of Finance, Gary Brewer, says they simply don't have the money to refund the students at this time.
There isn't a lot of money to go around. The impact of this strike alone on the university's finances are significant. We've got enrollment impacts, our pension fund is down, our endowment fund is down, tens of millions of dollars, quite frankly, to put out another $15, $20, or $25 million in one pot, right this year alone. The impact on the academic integrity of this institution would be huge. It would be directly reflected in the quality of experience that we can provide to the students in the classroom and in the lab.
York administration maintains they're doing all they can to help students recover after the strike. Greg Masick, Observer Radio News, Toronto.